Okay. All right, Rabosai. So today, I want to get into, I guess, the nitty-gritty brass tacks of Nesias Kapayim B'Tfila. Okay, we all understand how the mitzvah is fulfilled, and as we've established, and we'll mention it again today, the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, not just b'zman ha-migdash, but even b'zman hazeh, although there are shinuyim, as the Mishnah tells us in Tamid and in Sota, different ways that the mitzvah was performed in Beis HaMikdash, how high the hands were, the Shem HaMeforash, not having a hefsek of Amen, the Mikdash. These are differences mentioned in the Mishnah. We also know that according to the Ram, Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah was once a day, B'tamid Shel Shachar, whereas we know that the tefillah, there are various tefillahs that you can have duchening on, and let's begin to look at that again. We want to look at the relationship between Birchas Kohanim and tefillah. Some of this we've touched on already. And then we'll get into step by step, and I mean that partly literally, because there are steps that are taken by the Kohanim as they go up. They have to move toward the Duchan. It's halacha, as we mentioned this also in earlier shir, Akiras Raglayim B'Ritzei. And what happens from that point until everything gets finished, as far as the relationship between the Tzibur and the Kohanim and the Shiach Tzibur, and how everything gets choreographed in hopefully the appropriate way, something just to recognize, all based on Gemaris and Shonim and Poskim. Let's go from the source sheet, Kidarkenu. And first, before we look too much at the specifics one by one, again, a bird's eye view on the relationship between Birchas Kohanim and Tefillah. So we have the Mishnah in Tainus that tells us the following. B'shlosha prakim perek dalet in Tainus. B'shlosha prakim hakohanim nosim es kapeyen arba po'amim bayom. Literally, this sounds like it's saying three times during the year, the kohanim duchen four times a day, which means b'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, b'ne'ilat sha'arim. And what are the three times? B'taniyos, b'mamados, b'yom ha-kippurim. Taniyos are fast days, mamados are ways that take place during the Karban Tumid when they had minyanim of Yisraelim that were overseeing the Karban and davening, had special tefillos that they would say that the Karban should be accepted, and Yom HaKippurim. Now, something about the way it's phrased is misleading. And this is noted by the Karban Ha'eda on the Yerushalmi, and he explains as follows. It's obvious once you hear it that the Mishnah doesn't mean that on each of these three occasions, namely Taniyos, Mamadis, and Kippurim, the Kohanim would duchen four times a day, because the four times a day includes Tfilas Musaf. Now, Tfilas Musaf would not exist on Taniyos or Mamados. It would exist on Yom Kippurim. You follow? So you have to read the Mishnah slightly differently, as the Karban Eid explains. Hachi Kamar. Begimu Prakim, on the three occasions, which are Taniyos, Mamadis, and Kippurim, that the Masik Bar Sahi, that's going to be mentioned later, the Kohanim would duchin b'chol tefillah. So every tefillah got a separate Nesias Kapayim, meaning Shachris Mincha Ne'ilah, and one of these days had another tefillah that would also have its Nesias Kapayim. V'yom echad be'ilah prakim of these three, shenosim kapayim dalet pa'am v'yom, v'yom ekipum shish b'tulas musaf. So if I were to reread the Mishnah and translate it, what the Mishnah is saying is, there are three times a year that the Kohanim would duchen every tefillah, which could mean as many as four tefillahs in a day, because of Yom Kippur having Musaf as well. Okay, so the point of this Mishnah is that you would have Nesias Kapayim at all the tefillahs of the day, because typically, of course, which of these tefillahs would not have Nesias Kapayim on an ordinary day? Tefillahs Mincha, that's the sugya there in Tainus, and we discussed it in connection to the Inyan of Shasui and Shikar, Gabin Nesias Kapayim, since it was typical to drink wine during lunch, and that would be before Mincha. Therefore, the Chachamim said, do not duchen at Mincha, but on a Tainus where the reason doesn't apply, you would duchen at Mincha, but there's some discussion as far as whether we say a little plug between Mincha and of a regular day, and then you have the issue discussed in the Sugya, whether we say a little plug or whether we say that, since, you know, it could be that, especially if the Mincha is done at the end of the day, it could be that you're not going to make a little plug. And that's a discussion specifically, and also in the Gela Maisa in terms of Tanis today, even Eretz Yisrael, where you duchen every day. So the question would be, if every Eretz Yisrael on the Tanis, you would notice this. If the tefillah of Mincha was done earlier in the day, it's not as simple that there would be duchening. Gezir, it's not ki'ilu like you know, taught like almost like a ne'ilah, it's earlier in the day. Some would say you can still dochen. I believe holds that way. And others would say that no, only maybe if it's at the end of the day. Either way, the Mishnah is just telling us that there's going to be the Siyas Kapayim at different tefillos of the day. Now, the obvious question, and we discussed this, that Yerushalmi asks on this Mishnah, why are we even assuming that the Siyas Kapayim is connected to tefillah? There's a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, Kosev Ochlis Bnei Yisrael. And why are we talking about tefillah here? Who needs tefillah for the Siyas Kapayim? V'yisras Kapa V'alis Pal effect of Yerushalmi. And the answer, very important words, whenever you think about this topic and you want to approach it on a very basic level, you have to quote this Yerushalmi. Matsanu tefillah b'lon siyas kapayim. We find tefillah independent of duchening, but lo matsanu siyas kapayim below tefillah. We never find the siyas kapayim divorced from tefillah. The siyas kapayim always has to take place in the backdrop, in the context of tefillah. And of course, we can explain this in different ways. For example, just to remind everybody, there was an assumption that we saw in the Bir Halacha in the earlier shiur, when the Bir Halacha was discussing the issue of a zar not being allowed to duchen, and the Bir Halacha, beginning of the Siyas Kapayim raises a question of how people gave a bracha, a brichas kohanim, when someone was taking leave of them, when they malav a chavero, why would not violate the Isser of a Zara Nosius Kappa. So he starts playing with possibilities. Well, because he's not doing Bishas Tefillah, so maybe that's not an Isser of Zara Nosius Kappa. But he says that can't be, because this link to Tefillah that the Yerushalmi points out is not Midoraisa. It's only Midorabbanan. Because Midoraisa, you don't need to have tefillah in the context of Nesiyas Kapayim. It's that the Chachamim said that Lo Matsan is Sikrem below tefillah. The Haraya, because we know that Shitas Ramban is that there is no mitzvah to Midoraisa on a daily basis, only special occasions, B'Shas Eitzara, maybe Yom Tovim. But the Rambam holds otherwise, that there is a mitzvah every day to daven. But according to the Ramban, that there's no mitzvah on a daily basis to daven, and we all know that there's mitzvah midoraisa of Nesiyas Kapayim, so obviously he can't tell me it has to do with tefillah. So therefore he raises this question and tries finding ways to get around it. The Bach says only the Nesiyas Kapayim is there an Isser v'zano Nesiyas Kapav, or because mitzvah's Tzvichas Kavana, and he's not having Kavana mitzvah, but what if you hold in Tzvichas Kavana, but you could say since he's not doing it with tefillah, which is usually what we do, so it's Ki'ilu, he has Kavana Shalom. God says this is his solution. But L'chora, we have a very different way to approach this, and that's through the prism of how the Mishkanos Yaakov, Simen Tzadi, and Rav Chaim, and the Emek Bracha makes us famous in his entry on the Siyas Kapayim, and that is, no. The idea of Yerushalmi is that you need to have tefillah. And the reason why you need tefillah is because tefillah is avoda, and you need avoda, as we see in the Torah itself. Look at the next source, Parsha Shmini. When you have Aaron HaKohen doing Birchas Kohanim, the Nesiyas Kapayim, whatever he said, that was a machokes, if you remember from the first shiur, Rashi, the Ramban, but it certainly is a mocker for Nesiyas Kapayim, and a mocker for what we know to be Birchas Kohanim. And it's mentioned in connection to the avoda they did on Shmini Leviyim, the Chatas Ola the Shlamin. Even some, we'll talk about Ramazim and Mr. Shem in a couple of days, but they want to even connect the three brachas to the three karbanas mentioned in the pasuk, that the Yevarechacha is connected to the Chatas, the Shmira Menachet, and the Yoyer is connected to the Ola, that's for Machshava to have Ha'aras Panim, and of course the Shlomim and Shalom line up. So there's a lot of interesting Ramazim here, but you see how grounded the Siyas Kapayim is in the Pasuk of Parsha Shemini. So the fact that it's connected to Avoda in the Torah, in the Karbanos, means that it has to be connected to Avoda in some form or another. Now we know that there is Avoda of Karbanos, there's also Avoda of Tefillah, and we can be more specific about it. Avoda of Tzibur, just like there's Karban Tzibur, and so too there is avoda of tefillah b'tzibur. And we'll see more about this in just a minute. So now the question is, how many times a day does the Torah require us to do this mitzvah, be it in tefillah, be it in Beis HaMikdash? And here you have an interesting machokes, as we know, between Rashi, Tosfos on the one hand and the Rambam on the other. And again, this is all Chazara from earlier Shiurim to get to, of course, the main inyan for today. We have the Rambam who says, both in Hilchos Tmidim Musafin, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, as well as in Hilchos Tfila, Metzias Kapayim, Perek Yudal Halacha Yudalet, the Rambam says that they would do it as part of the Avodas Karban HaTamid Shel Shachar, and that was it. The Rambam discusses Hilchos Tmidim Musafin. It was done after the Evarim of the Karban Tamid were put on the Mizbeach. That's when the Kohanim would go on the steps of the Ulam. That's what's described in the Mishnah in Tamid Perek Zayin, and they would do Birchas Kohanim, B'Shem HaMeforesh, and so on. In the Ram Hilchos Tfilah, B'Nesias Kapayim, says the Rambam explicitly, B'Migdash Mevorachim B'Birchas Kohanim, Pam Achas B'Yom, Achar Tamid Shel Shachar, and again, Boin Ba'om, the Malus HaUlam, and so on. So the Rambam is clear. The Beis HaMigdash, B'Nesias Kapayim, was once a day. And that would be evidence from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches that we saw that after the Kohen blesses once a day, says the Gemara there, Ibai what? Varech, Ibai lo mevarech. According to the Rambam, kipshuto, even if it's a different tefillah. In other words, according to the Rambam, when the Chachamim, when we see the Mishnah in Tainus, it talks about multiple Birchas Kohanims, be it Musaf after Shachris, be it Ne'ilah, be it Mincha and Tainios, that's not Midoraisa. Midoraisa, you fulfill the mitzvah once a day, and so is Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch. Once you do it once a day, you cannot violate the asset. Tosus, on the other hand, makes clear in Sota there in the Tzugya that the Siyas Kapayim took place b'chol yom ba'avodas tamid, as it means in the morning, as well as the Musafin, as well as Tamid Shabbat Harabayim. In other words, for Tosus, avodas sibur, be it the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, be it Tamid Shabbat Harabayim, be it Musafin, all had a separate the Siyas Kapayim. L'chor, according to Tosus, the Chasam Sofer Tshuva Chabez assumes there would be the mitzvah d'oraisa, therefore, when you do it again in Musaf, because that becomes keneged the Karban Musaf, and that becomes its own chiyus. It's interesting, according to this, it will come out that the fact that we don't do the Siyas Kapayim at Mincha is the Chachamim took it away, even though Midaraisa there would have been now the obligation of the Avodah Sibur, the Karban Sibur, so to speak, of Musaf, of Mincha. The Chachamim said no, because of Shikras, they took that away. According to that, if your person would not go up, the Kohen wouldn't go up at Musaf after having Duchen Shachris, he was called up, he would violate Nasei, but that's not how we paskin. We had some spakers, according to Tosas, what about other Karban Sibur, not just Musaf and Tamid Shabbat Abayim, like you know, Shalmit Sibur, and so on, different Karban Sibur of different occasions. What do we know about that? Not just Musaf, let's say by the Karban Omer they brought Kvasim, let's say by the Shtei Alechem. So again, what would be then Param Davashot Sibur? Unclear, it doesn't sound that way in Tosas, that it would go beyond Shachris, Tamid Shabbat Shachar, Tamid Shabbat Abayim, and Musaf. But again, the clarity is, as pointed out in Sharat Siyun, even though there are shinuyim between Birchas Kohanim, B'Beis HaMikdash, and the Gvulin, and the way that it's performed, the mitzvah is still mitzvah d'oraisa, unlike those who think otherwise. That was in Hagah of the Sharat Siyun. So now we understand the connection to Avoda, both in Beis HaMikdash, as well as in the Gvulin, in Tefillah. And we have to now understand in that light the comment of Yishuv ben Levi, which is going to get us started soon enough on the actual Seder, Birchas Kohanim, what begins the process. But one of the critical halachas, again, we discussed this in the second shiur, one of the critical halachas of Birchas Kohanim is that a Kohen, for him to be in the running, to do the mitzvah, I say running, in the walking, in the framework of Birchas Kohanim, he has to do an Akiras Raglayim within the span of time of the Bracha Ritzei. At Ritzei, the Kohen begins to ascend to the Duchen, begins to go up. If he doesn't do so, Shuvei Na'ola, as connected to the Pasuk by Aaron. So you see, the Shuvei Levi's Halacha is using this metaphor, this link of Avoda in a very real halachic way. And the Gemara just elaborates by telling us that even if they didn't arrive yet till after Ritzei is over, as long as you'd be oker raglayim, like the case mentioned in the Gemara of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, as long as they were oker raglayim b'ritzei, so then they can still go up afterwards because they're shaykh to Birchas Kohanim. Another Gemara that points to the very important link between Birchas Kohanim and Avoda is Gemara in Megillah. This I don't know if we mentioned yet. The Gemara in Megillah goes through the Seder of the Brachas of Shimon Esrei. Why this bracha follows the other bracha, how they link thematically. The Gemara Megillah Yitches Kevish Abbas, Tefillah Abbas Avoda, that's the connection between Shemiah Tefillah and Ritzei. As the Pasuk says, Olasem Vesevcheyem Gerat Sona Mizbechi. So that's the Inyan of Kibesi Beis Tefillah Yikare. So you have the Inyan between Tefillah and Avoda. Once you have Avoda, then what follows from that is Toda. Shnema Zovech Toda Yichabdanani. That's in Tehillim. Umara Ulomar Birchas Kohanim Achar Hoda. Why does Birchas Kohanim come right after Modim? Because we know the Pasuk tells us, Aaron Duchind, Aaron raised his hands and blessed after, at the time that he was doing the Karbanos. So that's why right after Hoda, which is right after Avoda, comes Birchas Kohanim. I am a Kodim Avoda. Gemara says no, because it's Vayered Me'asos Hachatos. Doesn't say La'asos Me'asos. It means that he already did the Karbanos, and that's when he did the Duchening. No, in fact, the Gemara Vilema Achar Avoda. So why are you waiting until after Hoda? You should first do Birchas Kohanim and then do Modim. Why are we doing the Birchas Kohanim after Hatov Shemuchachana Lehodos? After Modim, we should do it between Hamar Zeshchanas Lutzion or Shos Chavat Chabi or Navo, as the Chasima would be, and Modim. Says the Gemara, well, Sakedayetach, because we have the Pasuk Zavech Toda, that's, I think it's in Tehillim Nun, Nun Aleph, I think it's Nun. So it says Zavech Todi Chavdunani, so you have the connection between Toda and Hoda. Hoda leads to Avoda leads to Hoda. The sense of total submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being Moda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is from you. That's the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, that Avoda is total surrender and submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hoda is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all is from you, and Moda, I owe you everything. So therefore they have to come together. Why connect Hoda to Avoda rather than connect Birchas Kohanim to Avoda? Where it says, Mistavra, like I just explained, Avoda, Avoda, Chad and Nilsihi. It's one Indian. Avoda are inseparable. If we're complementing, Avoda is Hoda, Memela, that comes together as one unit, and then immediately comes Birchas Kohanim of Aaron. Umar Rolam, Sim Shalom, Acha Birchas Kohanim. Why Sim Shalom come afterwards? Because the Pasuk says, the Sum was Shemi Abnei Yisrael, and Yavarachim. Hashem says, I'm placing my name on Kar Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and his bracha is Shalom. Therefore, Sim Shalom. And we know that Sim Shalom really is very much about fulfillment of Birchas Kohanim, Yor Hashem Panavelecha, Baruchin Avinu Kuno Kechad, Bor Panecha, and so on. So here again, another Gemara to show you how important we take the link between Birchas Kohanim and Avoda. So now we're going to ask the following question. Now we're going to get to new material, okay? Before we get to the specifics of step by step, the question of a minyan for Birchas Kohanim. Let's analyze this carefully. What's the source that you need 10, the Kohanim count, and this is the first one, the beginning of Hilchas Seis Kapayim, the first sif in Hilchas Seis Kapayim. You open it up, and Mitzvah Shem over the summer, maybe you'll have a Ryan and learn the Simanim in Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah. It should go quickly, not in one day, but I mean, you know, it should go smoothly. Zok the Mechaber Sif Aleph, the first Sif, Ein Nesias Kapayim B'Pachas Me'asara, Ba'Kohanim Min HaMinyan. If you need 10, Kohanim can count toward the 10. The source for this din in Shulchan Aruch is a Mishnah in Megillah that talks about different inyanim that require a minyan. The Mishnah says, Ein Parson Al Shema, that has to do with the Shliach Tzibur that's coming into Davin Shachris Baruch Hu and on. Ein Oven Pnei Ateva, get the davin for the Amud. The Enosin is Kapayan, mentioned in the list, our Inyan, Duchening. The Enkorin by Torah, the Maftirin Menavi, and so on. The Enzamdin, the Shem, to use Hashem Hashem for a Zimun of Asara, the Pachos Me'asara. Now, the Gemara asks on the initial points mentioned in the Mishnah, what is the reason, how do I know that you need a minyan, let's say, for davening for the Amud, for Pisa Shema. So the Gemara brings the following halacha of Davar Shebekdusha requiring Asara. Amar of Yochanan, Amar of Chibar of Yochanan, Makrab Nikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says in Emor, I shall be sanctified Besoch B'nei Yisrael, in the midst of B'nei Yisrael. Kol Davar Shebekdusha Lo Yipachas Me'asara. So anything that's called B'nikdashti in the Inyan Davar Shebekdusha requires Asara. How do you see Asara here? Nikdash b'sof b'nei Yisrael. Where do you see Asara? It says, Gemara, mei mashba, t'tani b'avchia, as yetoch toch. It's like Zeri Shava. It says, b'sof b'nei Yisrael, over here. And it says, in Parasha Shilach, that was last week, or 2 weeks ago, uksiv hibadlu mitoch ha'eda. No, actually, that was last week. Ibadlu mitoch ha'eda is Korach. Mitoch ha'eda hazos v'chalos m'keraga. That's when Kaisa was surrounding Mishkan Korach to see what's going to happen, who's going to win out. And Hashem said to Moshe, get away from this eda. Now that word eda takes us back 2 weeks to the parasha before of Shlach. V'asya eda eda, the sivad masay lo eda haro hazos. Which that's written Megabe the Meraglim. Shehim Alina Malai, Malahala Nasar Kanasar. So we have this connection of Toch Toch, Eda Eda. You're going to do Tefillah in the summer, right? So this is Mamash Moka, Tavish Bekdusha, the Sugya and Megillah. So he goes back, Eda Eda, back to the Meraglim. So ironic, Moshe has this in a tshuva, he discusses in Machal Shabbos, being counting toward a minion. He says, look, Asara, Tavish Bekdusha, goes back to the Meraglim. It says that they denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yecholos to take care of Israel. They exactly weren't exactly tzaddikim, right? So yet, that is the mocker for Asara. So that's a way to be miyashiv, that you can have maybe non-shomri mitzvah, be mitzvah to a minion. Okay, but meanwhile, that's the mocker for David Shabbat of Asara, taking us back to the Meraglim. It says, Toch HaEda, and have Eda of Ibadu mitoch HaEda Hazos. We have Masay Le'eda Haro Azos and Zalul. Masay Le'eda Azos, Hibadu Mitocha Eda, the Nikdashti Besoch Meizah. What does that mean? Dover Shebekdusha requires a son. Now, the question is as follows. In the list of the Mishnah, there's Enos Neskapeyan. But not everything is explained with Dover Shebekdusha. There are some things that are called Dover Shebekdusha, and you have to know how to define it. Like Kedusha, of course, Amei Shmei Rabba. It's called Davish Bekdusha, Yinid Asara, Shemach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this way that we do it, through Shemach HaZor HaSashatz, and the Chazin, and the Kol. But not everything in the Mishnah is based on Davish Bekdusha. It could be other reasons. So the question is, why is Nesiyas Kapayim requiring Asara? This already is not 100% clear. Now before I read you the Aruch HaShulchan, so L'mashul, if I open the Bir Halacha, the very beginning, this I didn't give you, but the Bir Lacha, the second comment in the Bir Lacha, Kuf Chav Ches, the first comment we saw, that's the quote of Sefer Charedim, that's how he begins. It's a mitzvah for the call. But on the words of the Mechaber, Ein Nesiyas Kapayim, less than Asara, Zok the Bir Halacha, this is in Kuf Chav Ches, the first siyun of the Bir Halacha, Hatam, Mishum Dehu Davash Bekdusha. Now, that is the comment of the Bir Halacha. However, this is not so simple. Is Birchas Kohanim a Dover Shebekdusha? And if so, why? Not everybody necessarily seems to assume this way. So this is what the Bir Halacha goes on to quote, because he says, Baharan Kasav. Now, the Ran has a different marker. Take a look at the next source, and then I'll read you the rest of the Bir Halacha. The Ran says, on the Mishnah's Vein Nosnes Kapayin, Pochus Miyud, Dichsiv Vayisa Aaron Es Yadav Al-Am Vayivarachim. It says, Ben Shemini, Va'aron Reis Es Yadav Vayivarachim. Uksiv Kosev Varucho Es Bnei Yisrael Omer Lehem. I'm skipping the Aruch HaShulchan for a second, yeah? Uvnei Yisrael, it says, Kosev Varucho Es Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is Mashma Asara. How do I know that? Well, what did Gemara say in Megillah? How do we know Davish HaKadosh HaBasara? The Nikdash did the Soch B'nai Yisrael. What did the Ran do? He took Zerah Shavah one step further. B'nai Yisrael is Asara because Nikdash did the Soch B'nai Yisrael. The Afa Gavda Hu Yalof Midosivi Badu Mitocha Eda Azos V'Asya Toch Toch. So then we get into this question of whether something is itself learned from Zerah Shavah, can be Melamed itself with Zerah Shavah? Yes. But you should know this whole halacha is drabbanan because say that tefil guf is drabbanan. So this halacha of that you need a sarif and siyas kapayim is only drabbanan. That's what the Ran says. Now the Ran on the point of the Gemara davar shebekdusha leipachas me'asara yalfina having nikdashi mitzvah batoch eda zos vas me'asara gamet toch toch mala nasav kan asara hachi is the Gemara zok the Ran. Listen to this. The high timer sagi. That is Davash HaBekdusha. Martin have to tell me the obvious. Once the more gave me the Gzeirah Shava link to Davar Shemekdusha, we on our own recognize, now take it a step further to B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. So what do you see in the Ran, Rabbi Yisrael? The Ran did not view the Sias Kapayim as a Davar Shemekdusha. But the Ran says you need Asara based on extending the Gzeirah Shava that teaches of Davar Shemekdusha by Asara. Now B'nai Yisrael takes it a step further. And this is what the Bialach himself acknowledges. He says, the Ran thinks that Davar Shemekdusha is only Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's from another Makkah. So it seems from the Rashba. The Rashba says on the Mishnah Megillah, innocence kapayim, a different reason. Mishum Shemaskir Hashem, ba'omay yivarechach Hashem. We're using Hashem in the Bracha. And therefore, it's similar to Zimun Ba'asara. When you maskir Hashem as part of a Shevach, Nevarach Elokeinu, it's not Derech Eretz to do that when you maskir Hashem for a Bracha, not Ba'asara. Yeah.
Why is that different?
Yeah, so yeah, it could be, you have to know that. Obviously, there's a connection between the Zimun Ba'asara and the Nesis Kapayim Ba'asara. He's trying to say, not just stop saying Shem Hashem, not davening b'yechidus, you can say Shem Hashem. Be a maskir Shem Shemayim, you know, for others, Nivarech Elokeinu, Yivrech Hashem, there's an experience of people coming together, and you're using Shem Hashem as an expression of bracha for a group of people. Says the Rashba, the group of people should comprise no less than 10. It's not Derech Eretz. That's Pashup Shat in the Rashba. Maybe you could say other things to say, added points, but that's the Pashup Shat to me, what it sounds like. When you mask the Shem in the context of a group of people coming together, and you mask your Shevach, but he's not saying it's Davar Shebekdusha. He's saying it's a Lavo Rach Ara idea. So both according to the Ran and according to the Rashba, the Din of Sias Kapayim Ba'asara is not based on Davar Shebekdusha. It's based on, each one has their own technical reason. The Ran extends Gzeirah Shava further, B'nai Yisrael, the Rashba says his reason. The Bir Halacha, intuitively, and so is Mashman, the Rambam, when the Rambam makes the Din of Asara, it's Pashtus, it would fit with this rule of Davar Shebekdusha. The Bir Halacha said that initially, without quoting the Rambam or anyone else. The Aruch HaShulchan gives more of a hesber to why it is Davar Shebekdusha, and says the Aruch HaShulchan, Be'ein Lishol, Lama Zedomo Davar Shebekdusha. Why is Davar Shebekdusha? Kaddish, Kedusha. Why is this Davar Shebekdusha? Hagui brak bracha kechol abrachos. The ain okay. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll tell you why. The kevim dechsev ani avarchem. Hashem says, I'm blessing them. Im kein tzorech hashroyas hashchina. Now, we know B'Bis HaMikdash, it's mamish hashroyas hashchina in the fullest sense of the word. That's why the Kohanim, you know, have to hide their hands, you know, mistako in the Kohanim's hands, because in of chaos, but Kinira, even Begvuhin, that's why we said Meitzis Min HaCharakim, Hei Charakim, even Begvuhin, there's some element of Ashuras HaShchina, Hashem's Shchina is present, and therefore, if you need Ashuras HaShchina, Ein Shchina Shor Prochus Me'asar, V'chein Yudam V'chein 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 gave a very nice hesber, which is different than the Rishon, at least the Ran and the Rashba, who didn't say that it's called Davar Shebekdusha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, and maybe the Rambam holds like this, that it's called Davar Shebekdusha. But now I have another question. Okay, so we understand that the Ran and the Rashba, on the one hand, don't consider Sias Kapayim itself to be Davar Shebekdusha, so they come up with new reasons. And maybe the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rambam, they have the reason of Davar Shebekdusha, and therefore you need a Sar for that reason. But standing back, L'chora, I have another reason why you need Asara. Not the reason of the Ran, not the reason of the Rashba, nor the reason of the Shebekdusha. Forget all of that. What did we say before? What was the premise of Rav Chaim? That in order for there to be a mitzvah Birchas Kehanim, you have to have the context called Avoda. Now what Avoda? Avodas Sibor, Dumya de Tamid, right? Tamid is carbon Sibor, not a carbon Yachid. So the same way in Beis HaMikdash, the context of Birchas Kehanim was Aaron HaKohen, the Mishkan, with the Karban Tamid and the Karban Sibor that were brought. So L'chaira, the Gvun, you need to have a Avodah Sibor. So without that, you can't have Birchas Kehanim. So what happened to that reason? Azai Frag the Emet Brach, in that same piece, which again, you don't have in your packet, but I don't know if I gave it to you in the first packet, but I'll read you the following Yisod. He has a very interesting teretz. So he starts off with his the reference in the Mishnah. This is how he starts. He starts the Mishnah Megillah, and he quotes the Ran, and he quotes the Rashba. He doesn't even discuss the Dosha B'Kedusha question. Maybe that's another reason. But he asked the Kasha on the Ran and the Rashba, and I'm asking on everything. L'chort Sarach Iyun, he says, Iker de Nesiyas Kapayim is only B'Shas Avoda. And Avoda means Avoda Sibur, carbon Sibur. And he brings the whole Shtikul Torah that they asked the Briska Rav, that according to Rav Chaim, so Chor Tefillah is only Drabbanan, how could he have Nesiyas Kapayim be the Raisa? And he answered, even Tefillah is Drabbanan, the Chovas is Drabbanan, Midaraisa, you don't have a Chiyuv. But in you, not Tefillah is Midaraisa, and if you dive in your Mekayim, it's Midaraisa, it's called Avoda. In fact, the Emek Bracha, if that's all true, if the Chaim is true, if it's correct, Im Kein Nimsa, Lefi Zed, the Midoraisa, the Be'inna Sara, Kedei, Lehevi Avodah Sibur. There's no reason. You need Avodah Sibur, so you need a minion. The Nira, she says interesting terrors. So what do you need? The Ran's reason, the Rashba's reason, we're adding one of the Davish Bekdusha as a reason. You need to have the Avodah Sibur. The Nira, the Imishim Avodah Sibur, you would only need to have a minion during the time of the tefillah ad samach nesiyas kapayim. But suppose you have a minion with tzumtzum, and now at the point of nesiyas kapayim, one of the 10 people walks out of shul. Do you have a avodah sibur in the backdrop? Did you have a tefillah with sibur? Yes. Can a chazan continue his chazaras hashatz? Yes. He could even say tiskaba, because there was the minion, even though now you lost your minion. So if you have a minion to Nesiyas Kapayim, you can go ahead with Nesiyas Kapayim with less than 10. Avo b'shas Nesiyas Kapayim, sulot tzarech hasara. V'shapim mikri shas avoda, why is it called shas avoda? Came into ad hashta, hayakan, tzibur, shispal v'asara. But now, says the Yerik Bracha, because of these new reasons, because either din davish b'kedusha, here he mentions the possibility of davish b'kedusha, or because of the reason of the Ran, right? That's because it's extension of the Israel, or because of Haskaras Hashem, so you need to have Asara Bishas. Yeah, so that's his basic teretz. Okay, this is in terms of just inyan of Birchas Kohanim in Tefillah. Now, let's begin to look at the Seder itself. Okay, so we're going to start from the Akiras Raglayim, we would say. Just keep in mind, there's another Gemara that talks about having to wash your hands. Tumas Yadayim is one of the psulim in Nesiyas Kapayim, the Rambam. Machok is whether you can rely on Shachris if your hands are clean or you need to do it again. Okay, and who washes your hands? The Minigas of the Levi. All these things are also in Yadim to look at. There's also the din to take off your shoes and different reasons why that's done. They can be chosh, you might bend down, they'll think you're Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, other reasons. But meanwhile, we have now Akiras Raglayim. Akiras Raglayim, that would say. So here we have a Gemara. Take a look at the Gemaras. Amid Aleph, Lamed Tes, Amid Aleph. And we'll go through the Gemaras and then through the Rishonim. Says the Gemara, right after quoting the Nusach HaBracha of Ashek HaShalaran, that was the Vozim and Shamua, right? The Gemara says, Ki akar kare mai oma. So that means that the Gemara is assuming that the Kohanim say before the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. This is before even Birchas HaMitzvah. Ki akar kare is mashma, as they're going up. As at the time of Akiras Raglayim, what do they say? Yihi ratzim ufanach Hashem okein, shtei brocha zu, shetzivi sa Yisrael, lo yibar michshel v'yavon. Again, you look in the Tzidurim and Rishonim, there's slight shinuyim in the Nusach, but basically the same Nusach. Kohanim who have to know basic halachas have to know to say this tefillah, but the shaila is when to say it. The Gemara is mashma that you say it ki akar kari. As you're on your way up, you're being mechin, you're now taking your steps to Birchas Kohanim to go up l'duchan, you say this yehi ratzon Hashem, it should be a will that the bracha that you commanded us levarech should be with only positive things without any potential michshel v'avon. Sometimes a bracha can lead to somebody going off the derech and being taken, getting to their head, or whatever it might be, michshel v'avon, can come about not good things. I want the bracha should bring only positive things with it. That is what's said beforehand. Now, let's come back soon to the Rashis. That's the tefillah beforehand. V'chimahadar ape mitzibur mayomer, when he's turning his face away from the tzibur, in other words, during Birchas Kehanim, we know that din is panim keneged panim. So now we're flashing ahead. We're going to do everything in between soon too. But afterwards, when the Aron Kodesh, what do they say? Again, there's an assumption that they say something afterwards. Adberei of Chizda Rav Ukva them v'darash. Adberei means like he was a spokesman for him. So he led him, or he was speaking on his behalf, and he darashim the following tefillah. This is what he says. Ribono shel olam, asinu ma shegazarta aleinu. We've done what you decreed on us. Asei imanu ma shehiftachtanu. Antal mebeis. Do with us what you promised. And then we quote the pasuk in connection to Vidui Meiser and Parshas Kisavo, Hashkiyah from Mount Chamer Shemayim Begomer. That's the pasuk that continues Baruch Es Amcha Es Yisrael. Beis Hazadam Shem Satelanu. In Stama you say the whole pasuk. Kasher Shvat Lavasenu is what we do. Eretz Avos Chavod Vash. So we have in this Gemara Birchas Kohanim between a bracha, a tefillah that's said, and a tefillah that's said afterwards. And then we're going to have what's following on Amud Beis is play by play into the choreography. Choreographing the actual Seder Sif Kapayim. Let's go over the Rashi first. Then there's a whole Seder Rashi on the base that goes through with us the Seder Sif Kapayim. Rashi says like this: Well, the Chioka Kare ba'avod el Mesak v'humachzi upon of Krape Teva my Oma. So Rashi here is Mashma. He's going up, but he's machzi upon of. What does Rashi say? Machzi upon of Krape Teva. He's on his way up. No. So it's already Mashma of Mashi here, but even more number. They're discussing not the time that you're walking up, but when you're up and you're facing the Aron Kodesh. That's right, V'hu Marz Panav Kapi Teva. So Rashi would have you say this tefillah when? After you're ready by the Duchen. This is not necessarily the way it's Mashma in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchis Tefillah, Yud Dalet Yud Beis, look at the lesson of the Rambam in the middle of Halacha Yud Beis. The first part of the halacha we saw yesterday this year, that was the halacha of Bal Tosif, Bein Bekobram, Bein Belachash. The Rambam continues in halacha Yudeis, B'shah. You have to know why the Rambam put halacha with Bal Tosif. There's what to think, what to say about this. B'shah shekol kohen ol l'duchan. He's probably trying to tell you that this is not a Bal Tosif. What he's now mentioning here, he's talking about the... Let's read the whole Rambam, the whole half of the Rambam from here on. When he's going up, when? As he's going up. The kodim shiyachzi panav levarech esa'am, before you turn around, you're facing still there on Kodesh, you say, Asher kinshav jazal aram. The achakach machzi panav letzibur, machzi levarecham, uksh machzi panav letzibur, achas shemashlim, omer asim asher gezayat aleinu. The Rambam's Mashma, he ends with the word Yisrael. He doesn't finish the pasuk. But for our purposes right now, the Rambam says, Okaraga bishkishu okaraga. The Rashi, the next Rashi, V'mchada api mitzibura, kishagomer b'chosav, machzipana b'tzara teva, atshigma shiach tzibur hamvarcham yisav ha-shalom. And that's when he says, Ribono shalom. Okay, let's look now at the tour. Kishemaschol Shatz would say, the tour in Kuf Chav Ches, see Shulchan Aruch eventually as well, but now the tour to Beis Yosef. Ko koin ve koin shem bis haKnesses, nekar mimakomo, laulos geduchan. Every koin in Shul leaves his location and starts going up. The Athim lo yagir shemat sheisayim would say, Shatz would say, Shapir Dami, Kimish Okaragov Kshishchim. Admugo Okaragov would say, Shugo Yah. If he didn't do any Akira Sugayim, and the Chazan finished would say, Uksha Okaragov Lalos. Ome Yerotam Nechshem, Okai Shate Brachazush, the son of Berchasam Chaisa, Brachashrema, Voyeba Mukshovi, Ova Meatabi Arola. Now, Upirish Rashi, this is Rashi soon on Amid Beis, the Seder Sis, Shugo Yashil. But Rashi already in Amid Aleph is Mashma. We don't begin Yiratzon until you're ready up there, not as you're going up. But Oz Yaschav Yarech Bat Shiyich Amin Shodam Piat Sibor. What happens then? You make your Yiratzon coincide with the bracha mode of the Shatz. In other words, when do you end the word, the tefillah v'yihiratzon, me'atav yad olam, together with the chazan saying which words? How does he end the bracha modim? No, how does it end? How does modim end? No, how does it end? Atov shimcha uchana lodos. So as the chazan says, the Quran is saying, Atav yad olam. Amen. So it's as if you're saying amen on the own bracha, or you could say that the kahal is saying amen, not just on the chazan's modim, but on the private tefillah of the kohanim as well. That's what Rashi's doing. So according to Rashi, you wait till after you're up there, and Magen Avraham points out it's ready after modim drabanan. Then you really shouldn't start right away either, because you have modim drabanan in the middle, and you want to be mesayim your yihiratzon with the ending of the bracha modim. So it comes out, rather than doing it b'shash akaragav, you're doing it after you're up there, after Modi Rabbanan. The Kohanim are now getting themselves ready, oriented. The Chazan is continuing after Modi Rabbanan. He's saying the rest of Modim, and he's saying Al Kum Yisbarach. The Kohanim is saying Yiratzul Fanacha, Me'atav Yad Olam, together with the Chazan, Satav Shem Chochan. That's according to Rashi, that's what's common practice. I don't know if I didn't give you the Me'iri, but the Me'iri is interesting. The Me'iri, that's mashma, that they actually say tefillah twice. They say on their way up, and they also say it afterwards. Lashon HaMe'iri in Sota, as follows. Say the Nesias Kapayim B'Gvuin, Kishashkiach Sibur Omer Birchas Avoda, Kodem Sheyigmor, Okrin HaKonim, Es Ragleyen, Lalos Viducha. Umevarech Kol Echad, B'Shas Akiraso, B'shas akirasa yiratzul fenecha shemokenu shetei bracha zu shetzivisan berach esamach yisab ba'ava bracha shlema shoyim sabat mirshav yavon ve'olen reduchan u'pneim u'muhehecho v'achareim klapi ha'am u'mispalim beinam u'bein atzman b'me'ein bracha shiyaskarnu ad sheyashrim siyach tzibur b'chas hodah v'shiyana tzibur amen. So according to the Me'iri, fascinating. There's a yiratzon b'shas akira, and there's, again, a me'ein, that same type of tefillah that they do afterwards. Which, to me, is a fascinating idea, because what it shows you is that from the moment of its say, there's already a mindset. You have to fill your mind and fill your heart with the being, you could say, psyched, being readied, and to be focused on that this bracha should be perfect. It's not l'shem yichud that's like extra credit. This is Medina de Gemara. The Gemara says, b'shas akiraso. Yeah, b'shas akiraso. Okay, we leave for later, but there has to be a certain sense. Already now, you're already mekusher to the mitzvah. There's already a chalos that's chal. That's why we had the bi'alach ha'safik. If a person says, it gets called kohanim earlier at that point, someone tells him to go up, and he leaves before the official kohanim call. Is that a bitul aseh or not? Do we say it's only a bitul v'yareisa? Or is it actually a bitul of the mitzvah, because there's already something at chal now? But the Me'iri has you say it already before, and it's also again later. Okay. Now, what's happening next? The Kohanim are up there. The Chazin finishes the bracha of Modim. The Kohanim finish their bracha of Yiratzon. We'll see more in Amid Beis and Rashi that's the way it's done, that they finish Yiratzon together with the Chazin's finishing of Modim. What's next? Let's go through in our mind, and then we'll see in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the what? Reconstruct for yourselves. What happens next? What's the next magic word that's uttered by somebody? The Chazan finished. Hatov shemcha l'chana el hodos. Next. Amen. Good. So there's an amen on that bracha mode. Good. Let's go. We're going to board it. Amen on mode. Everyone finished saying amen. The next magic word by somebody is? Kohanim. Okay, so there's going to be a Kohanim. So we're going to have to figure out who says it, what are the possibilities, Chazan or someone else. Okay. If the Chazan is a Kohen, it's obviously someone else. If the Chazan is not a Kohen, that's going to be a Shaila. Kohanim. We know that from Omerlech, right? We know that's where it comes from. Then we have, in response to Kohanim, what do we know happens, and we'll see how it fits, what doesn't fit with the Lashon HaGemara. What comes next? The Kohanim was called. What happens next? Birchas HaMitzvah. Shekitshanu, Iktushasa Shalaran. Uvarchis HaMitzvah B'Yav. Now, the Kohanim have to turn to face the Tzibur. They have to raise their hands. So now we have to ask ourselves, there's the bracha, Hashekin Shanu. There's the turning, and there's the raising the hands. Give me the sequence of those three things. You can mix and match a lot of possibilities here. They raise their hands before the bracha, they raise their hands after the bracha, they raise their hands before they turn around. They turn around first, and then make the bracha, they face it. So we have to ask ourselves about that. Okay, so we have to figure out within the context of the bracha, the kohanim, when is the Nesias Kapayim, when is the turning? Okay, so they finished the bracha. They're already facing the tzibur. People answer amen on the bracha of Levarachas Am Yisrael V'Yahavu. Now, what's next? What's next? Nope. So someone calls you bracha. Now you're assuming that why are you calling you bracha? Who is to say that? So now, is that a Medina de Gemara? Is it not Medina de Gemara? And then they say a Berachah in response. If it's not Medina de Gemara, then maybe not. Maybe what happens is they say a Berachah right away. Now, if you remember the Gemara, there was also the Gemara, with Sri Lashna Gemara, there could be that there's no Berachah either. We're assuming there is a Berachah, Berachah and Mitzvah. All this is going to be very relevant in reading words of Gemara that we're about to look at. Yivarachacha, Yivarachah, Hashem, Hashem, Yishmeracha, and then Amen. Then you have Yo'er, and then Tobi Chuneka, and then Amen. And then again the Yisa. Again, if you have a prompting, it goes Yisa, Yisa, Hashem, Hashem, Pana, Pana, Ve'lech, Elecha, it's until Shalom, Amen. Now, we have also the Rabbona Shalom. Now, with all this in mind, let's read the Gemara carefully on Lamed, Tesamid Beis. There's a few things to pick up in this Gemara. Just read the words first, and then we'll go Geseder. Okay, so Amar Rav Chisda. We know the Kohanim had their hands raised, but they also had their fists unlocked, right? The fingers are out, okay, you can make a formation with the fingers, but that's not within the Gemara. But certainly the Gemara is mashma that it wasn't a fist. Says the Gemara like this, Amar Rav Chisda, a few statements in the Gemara, one after the other. Second line on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Amar Rav Chisda. So he's talking about the end now. When are the Kohanim allowed to make their fist again, close up, clench their fingers into a fist, clench their fist, when they turn away? In other words, while they're facing the Tzibur, the fist, it's not a fist, it's open fist. Fingers are open. When they turn around, that's when you can clench your fingers again. That's at the end. Let's go now. Now we're going back to earlier stage. Amar Zeir Rav Chisda, Eina Kore Rashoi Likros Kohanim. So there's a Kore, it's called a Kore. Ach Yicha Amen Mipiat Sibur. What's that? The Kore can't call Kohanim until the Amen of the Sibur. So what Amen are we talking about? Obviously, the Amen of the Bracha of Modim. So you can't jump the gun and call in until everyone answers Amen on a Tov Shimcha Noah. That's clear. Okay, Rashi. Just look at Rashi. The first Rashi, Lachuf. Okay, it's pretty clear. Shaposhin es besenk shem barachin l'achat shekofin ach shegam u'soga negrof shalem kishabene adam. Okay. Ein ha-kore shliach tzibur. So first thing is Rashi is, who's the kore? The shas. Shekore Kohanim, Shiachziru Pneim Levarech. So according to Rashi, that the Kohanim, the Kohanim is essentially saying, turn around. That's what Rashi says. Ein HaKore, Shiach Tzibur, that's who the Kore is. Shekore Kohanim, Shiachziru Pneim Levarech. So just a Taichin Rashi. Kohanim means, face me, face us. Okay. Cannot call Kohanim until the Amen shall be Chasoda. Let's go on in the Gemara with Rashi first. So we have in Rashi that the Kore was the Shatz, and you need a way for the Modim for the Kohanim to be called. The Ena Kohanim Rashoim Lahaschil Bibracha Ach Yichadibur Mipi HaKore. Now this is interesting, this sentence. The Kohanim cannot begin the Bracha until the Dibur is finished, is totally said from the Kohen. Now here we have to define bracha and define dibur. So how does Rashi learn? Dibur, kohanim. Okay, if dibur is kohanim, so what's bracha? So what would we think? The kohanim cannot start bracha at shiicha dibur mipi ha-kore. The dibur is saying it's the dibur that we just mentioned before, right? The kore rashog was kohanim. So you cannot have the kohanim start the bracha until kohanim is completely said. So what's the bracha? What do you think? Bracha mitzvah. Right. If you wanted to learn bracha as the word yivarachecha birchas kohanim, then what you would see from this Gemara, and this is what the Gra pointed out, is that birchas mitzvah is not me'ikav hadin. Like you see on Amid Aleph, it was a special credit of Rav Lisman Shemua. What else do you see? That the first word was not prompted. Because as soon as Kohanim was said, the Kohanim responded with Yivarechach. But if you assume one or the other, that you have to assume then the Bracha, if assume that Yivarechach is called out, then you for sure have to learn that the Bracha is Birchas HaMitzvah, and if your whole Birchas HaMitzvah is required, then you obviously have to learn it's going on the Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, let's go on. Ve'en ha'kohen mashoim lahaschil v'bracha, we just read, ve'en ratzibur ha'shoi lanus omein, at shetich ha'bracha mipi ha'kohanim. What's that? In other words, what's the omein we're talking about? When does the tzibur say omein? On what? So, if you're going to learn that what you just said a minute ago, if the bracha is the bracha of what? Birchas ha'mitzvah, then what does this mean? The tzibur cannot say amen on what? Birchas ha-mitzvah until the bracha is totally said. If you would have read bracha as yivarechecha, because birchas ha-mitzvah is not part of the Seder, then what would this mean? The amen on what? On bishmerecha. They have to wait till bishmerecha is totally said, and then they say amen. Clear? So we're following along. Now let's go back to the next line. Ve'en ha'konim ha'shoim l'haskel b'bracha acheres at sh'yichu amen mipi ha'tzibur. We just talked about the amen of the tzibur. The Kohanim cannot begin b'bracha acheres. What's that? Now, if you... checkmate, no? I just got you on what did we just say a minute ago? We said the Kohanim cannot... The tzibur cannot say amen until the bracha is finished by a kohanim. What do you say the bracha meant? The bracha of birchas hamitzvah. So now, why is this called bracha acheres? Birchas hamitzvah, now we're talking yivarechecha. Moreover, the truth is, I can ask you the question anyway. Let's assume the bracha before meant the bracha of yivarechecha. So then what would it mean that they have to wait for the amen at tzitzicha brachim b'yakonim until they say what word? Bishmerech. Right. So then what would this mean? The Kohanim cannot begin bracha cheres, meaning to say what word? Ya'er. Kohanim have to wait to say Ya'er. Who has to wait to say Ya'er until the amen is finished? See, all this Beit Yosef is going to be struggling with. I may have to let you sweat a little bit and look at the Beis Yosef in preparation for tomorrow's shiur, because I'm just doing the groundwork here. I don't want to do all the work for you. Plus, we're going to go over time otherwise. But I want to show you what you have to struggle with here. So what's the bracha acheres? Ya'er, but then it's about the Sheikh Tzibur. Okay, let's go on. Weiter. The Amr of Zem Rav Chizda, Ena Kor Hashem Rehaska Peneya Min HaTzibur. Now we're talking about finishing. After they finish their bracha of shalom, right, they're going to turn around to face their own kodesh. Now they're going to turn away from the tzibur, actually yaschu shiach tzibur sim shalom. Okay, so we've basically gone through all the words of birchas kohanim, and now there is they said shalom, but they can't yet turn around. They have to wait for the chazan to begin sim shalom. Finally, the enem Hashem raka ragleim the lelech to go back to the seats to leave the duchan at sheik mashiach tzibur sim shalom until the end of the bracha of bracha tamitzav shalom. Okay, that's what we need to analyze phrase by phrase. Now let's go through So you hear the issues at stake. The Beis Shem is going to struggle with line by line, exactly. But now we're going to go back a little bit to Kohanim a little bit now, and then whatever I'll leave you with for tomorrow, I'll leave you and try to see if we can go on to the next Indian also. Let's look at the Rashi. Okay, very interesting Rashi. Laka Ragleim. Laka Ragleim in Aduchan. This is going on what? Laka Ragleim. This is the end, the last statement, right? They can't be Oka Ragleim until the end of Sim Shalom. In other words, at this point they're facing their own Kodesh and their hands are already closed. But they can't go down until after Simcha. Talk to Rashi. Yesh lomod mikan. See the Rashi? Yesh lomod mikan seder nesias kapayim kachu. So Rashi is going to go through as he sees it. Oka ragav bavoda mimakomo ubal lefnei ha-teva. So the first thing is, Oka ragav, you go to the Aron Kodesh. So Rashi again has you saying the bracha after you buy after the coin is already up. Umarich ba, this is what we saw in the tour. Umarich ba, at sheticha amen shalodam pitzibur. You marich in the yiratzon until the amen. It's interesting. We were saying until the end of the bracha. He's actually saying until the amen of the tzibur. Okay. To know exactly if it's precisely what we do or not. Is it at sheticha amen? Are you ending Me'atav et Olam with the Amen or with the Lehodos? All right, we'll get to this. U'shliach tzibur kore kohanim. Rashi adds something. Im shnayim. Right, we know from the Gemara number Aleph. Shnayim. V'im yachid hu. And again, Rashi again says, who calls kohanim? Here another Rashi like that. Who is the calling kohanim? Rashi said it before, in a kore shliach tzibur shekore kohanim. Rashi says it again. Ushiach tzibur kore kohanim, twice in Rashi. Im shnayim, v'im yachid hu, in a kore. What happens if it's yachid? V'hu machzir panav me'elav. He turns by himself. Kidabai, damo el, le'echad in kore kohanim. Let's continue. Ukshikola dibur mipi kore, when the dibur of kohanim is finished from the kore, then Rashi goes, Rashi says, v'varach asher kidshanu. So Rashi is learning what you guys learned. B'kedushas ha-shalat, right? The bracha, you can't start the bracha, shetich ha-dibur means the bracha of b'chas ha-mitzvah. Da'acha kach maschilen b'bracha. What did Rashi leave out? What did Rashi leave out? What did Rashi skip that we know? After shekid shanu, maschilen b'bracha, what do we do? After b'shekid shanu, b'bracha, prompting, b'chaz, Rashi doesn't say. Could be, again, we have to ask ourselves, what's the mocha the chazan has to prompt? Amar lehem, we know, is a mocha for kohanim. What's the mocha for... So maybe just he should make a mistake? Was that done in Bizman HaGemara? Was it a later institution? And if whenever it was done, did it include the first word? Did it have to include the first word? So b'chal, did they prompt at all? And do you have to prompt for the first word? Not so clear. Shekola dim nekorek v'rach shekidshan v'akach maschilin bebracha. Shekola amin acharon pitzibur. Rashi does not explain what the bracha acheres was. What the bracha acheres? Because now we have the brachas hamitzvah. Now we're holding yivarechacha. After the last amen, hey machzirin pineyan. Rashi also didn't tell us when they raised their hands and when they made the bracha. Were they facing? Rashi didn't get into that point. Then machzirin pineyan, which kofen kishrayan imrotzin. When they turn around, they can make a fist again. You have to. You keep your hands open. Yeah. Rotsi. Now, look, you have to make it. Close your fingers. Ushiach tzibur maschil sim shalom. Now, chur that, it's not a little bit amiduyik, but chur they have to wait for sim shalom till they turn around. So Rashi maybe meant that. Rashi said, Mathiyam b'nei. Ushiach tzibur maschil sim shalom. Chur it's coming together. Okay. V'kohanim mispalim bonus shalolam, asinu mash gezart aleinu, u'marichin ba, atshetichah bracha m'pishiach tzibur, until the bracha of ha'barach samizah v'shalom. V'okim ragleim v'okim lehem. This is Rashi. Now let's go back to the tour and the Beis Yosef a little bit, and then the rest will be for tomorrow, okay? Or should you look at the one with the Rambam first? What do you think? Take a pick. Rambam or the tour? Look at the Rambam for a second, okay? Let's look at the Rambam. Make it more confusing, okay? Halacha Ches. Look at Halacha Ches. Im haya koin mevarach echad, one coin maskel mevarach me'atzmo. Just see something. Yeah? Let's see if I should start from before. Sorry, let's go back. Halacha gimel. We'll get here. Halacha gimel. Ketzad hu hi nesiyas kapayim begvuin. Got it? See it? No? You guys don't have the Rambam? In the packet from the first day?
I don't know that.
Okay, I'll read it to you carefully. Okay. Next one. No? Ketzad nesiyas kapayim begvuin. Be'eif shagia shechsibar la'avoda. Kishomer tsei ko akonim ma'on v'saknesis nekar mimkoman v'hochin v'olon uduchan yud dalet gimel. V'omdim sham p'nim gehechol v'achorim kapi ha'om. That's both same kfufos v'toch kapeyem, their fingers are bent in. Ad sheyashkim tziach tzibar ha'oda. Listen to this. U'machzirin p'neyem kapi ha'om. Now, what did the Rambam mention now? What did the Rambam leave out? Their fingers are tucked in until the Shiach Tzibar ends Hoda. U'machzirin p'neyem kapi ha'om. U'poshnes boseyen. So when did the Rambam have you open your hands and raise your hands? Mugbin yedayen, when? After turning around. U'maschirin yevarechecha. Okay, what did the Rambam not tell us yet about? The brach, the birch samith. Soon he's going to tell us. They did that when they were facing Aron Kodesh. For the Rambam, they made the bracha b'chas hamitzvah, we'll see soon when they face Aron Kodesh. The Rambam says they turn around, then they raise their hands, open their fingers, raise their hands. U'maschin yebarachach. So the first word was not prompted. U'shiach tzibor makra osa mila mila.
Did you call Kohanim?
The Rambam did not mention the call Kohanim yet. Quite right. Very interesting. The Rambam also talks about your diuk. Yeah? The Rambam's going to mention Kohanim later too. You're right. He didn't mention Kohanim here. It's like he's Ki'ilu Mis'alim from the Kohanim also. So the Rambam sees the calling of the rest of the words in Omer Lehem. That's something new. He sees in Omer Lehem, Ad Sheyoma. U'kishemashrim in Pasuk Rishon Kolam Onim Amen, v'chos Yishuach Sibur Makros in Pasuk Sheni, Mila Mila, v'hem Onim Mashrishim Pasuk Sheni, Kolam Onim Amen, v'chem Pasuk Shrishim. K'sheyashrim ha'akonim gimu p'suk imas choshatz b'roch ha'achronu shol tefila shisim shalom, v'akonim ma'chzirim p'neim klapi ha'kodesh, v'kovsim etz b'oseyen, doesn't say in yirtzu, v'omdim sham b'duchan shikmar g'brocha b'chosim l'im koma. Halacha hei, in ha'makar ha'shoi l'hakros Kohanim, at sheyichah m'piyat tzibur. He is talking about Kohen Kohanim. Then at Kohanim Hashem ha'ascha bracha at sheyichah dibur m'piyat makra. Then at tzibur onim amen at sheyichah bracha m'piyat Kohanim. Then at Kohanim Hashem b'bracha acheres yishalom m'piyat shkis. Straight out of the Gemara. Then sheyichah tzibur ha'shoi l'anus amen achay Kohanim k'shar om. But the funny thing is, who's the makra? Who's Kohen Kohanim? In ha'makra ha'shoi l'hakbos Kohanim? But the problem is the other Rambam. And a Kohen Machavav, and a Kohen Hashem has the Pneim and Tzibah Shiachsir Shiach Tzibah Sim Shalom, and a Kohen Hashem Lakam and Kohen Mashig Mashkit Tzibah Sim Shalom, and Hashem Lach with Kishet Basim, and she's a Pneim and Tzibah, fine. Halacha Ches. Halacha Ches. Im haya Kohen Baruch Echad, Maskel Baruch Me'atzma, who Shiach Tzibah Makra Osa Mila Mila, Kmo Shemarnu, Hoishnaim O Yosef, Ein a Maskel Nevarech, So now we know he filled in something he didn't mention before. When the Rambam said before Maschil Yevarechecha, he didn't tell us. Now he fills in Yevarechecha is a response to Kohanim for the Rambam. The Birchas HaMitzvah came after Kohanim or before? Where does the Rambam mention the Birchas HaMitzvah? Halacha Yudeis. Look at Halacha Yudeis. I read it earlier, but now look again. Kishoka Raglav Lalos, Omehi Ratzam. The Seder of the Rambam is very interesting, how he weighs putting what. You can write a whole Shtikot Torah on this. Just in the Seder of the Rambam puts things. Sha'oka ragav omay hiratsam, right? Now, the kodem sheyachze ponav levarech esa'om, in Halacha Yudbeis, levarech, levarech d'ashem kedem achalam, asher kedshem tzeth shalam tzibarech sam yisal b'yava. Ve'achakach marzi ponav letzibor, umaschil levarecham. Maschil levarecham? But what did Ram say before? Hoishnaim o'yoser, maybe he's talking about one koyin now. That could be. But if he's talking about two kehanim, it's not maschil levarecham. Look before, in Halacha Ches. Hoishnaim o'yoser, eina maschil levarech, ad sheyikro lev shech sibar v'amrem koyhanim. Ve'eim onim v'am yivrechich. So it comes out like this. According to the Rambam, the Birchas HaMitzvah was said when they were facing the Aruch. And according to the Rambam, they turn around, and then L'chaira was, if the two, there's Kohanim, they turn around, they raise their, open their fingers and raise their hands, and then if there are two, they get called Kohanim, and then they say, Yivarech. According to Rashi, the call of Kohanim is tell them to turn around. For the Rambam, they're turning around, and then they get themselves ready, and then if they're two, they get called Kohanim, and they respond with Yivarech. They already said the Birchas HaMitzvah. Very different than what we know, right? Very different than what we're familiar with. Okay, just to end quickly with a little bit on the tour, and the Beis Yosef for tomorrow, but just read a little bit in the tour, and then we'll leave the rest, and hopefully try to get on also to the Tatavas Chalom somewhat, and then whatever's left for Ramazim and Yanam like that will be until last year. So look at the tour, where we left off, yeah? The Kasav Rabbi Nutan. So this is, again, we're not going to go through the Makoros inside, we don't have time, but this is Tosus and Menachis, Tosus and Brachis. The Kasav Rabbi Nutan, she'en l'shatz, l'hafzik, rikos kohanim, da'vi hefzik b'toch ha'tfilah. Shitas Rabbi Nutan is that the call of kohanim is not done by the shatz, because it's a hefzik. El chazan ha'knesses, who's the korei? Some attendant, some gabai. Perish ha'muna al-kot zorchi b'es ha'knesses, korei korei. The Kasav Rabbi Nutan, she'en Rabbi Nutan, שאין שיח ציבור אומר כן בקרב עשינו ברכינו בברכה. אלא מיד כשישאי מודים, קורי החזן כהנים. So you don't say okay, בקרב עשינו. You have the call of כהנים by the חזן הכנסת. ובי כעסב, דווקא להם שלא ירגים לא אומר כן בקרב עשינו. עכשיו ששעת רגל אומרו בכל פעם בציבור, גם כשכהנים נוסעים כפים, נכון לא אומר. So the research, no, better yet. Not a hefzik. Tell the חזן, tell the שיח ציבור to say okay, בקרב עשינו. And it's fine. Not a hefzik, because he's saying what he always says. V'chein hoi noig Rami Rutenberg, sh'ayah hu shatz, what did he do? Hoya omer ken v'kev v'sinu b'lachash, a little slower, ad kohanim. V'chein, I'm sure this is something that I'm going to show, more p'yar and avon of kohanim. So what happened? He's calling kohanim, but he's doing it as part of the kinim v'kev v'sinu. So you see, some shuls will actually do this as well. There are really three possibilities. That either the Shiach Tzibur can jump the Kohanim, if not Hefzik, like Rashi and the Rambam is Mashma. The Rambam we didn't see exactly, but Rashi was forced that way. Or you can have a Kohen do it right away. Or you can have a Chazim, say, okay, we're going to say, somewhat B'lachash, and then say the word Kohanim, and that could possibly work for Kohen Echad too, because it's just in the Nusach HaTfilah. V'om B'Kohanim B'Kol Ram, K'dei Likros Osam, V'om Am K'dei Shach HaB'lachash. Weiter in the tour. When do you say the bracha? What did the Rambam say? When do you say Shekin Shanu? When you're facing on Kodesh. What is the lesson of the tour? How do you take that? Kishim Magzir Pineim. Before, after, during? The whole tumult. The Shulchan Aruch is a similar lesson. But he doesn't sound like before. Sounds like either after or during. Not like the rabbi. Umagbin yedei k'neg kisvein. When? Before the bracha or after? Lashna towards the mashma. When are they raising their hands? After. Uposhin yedein. Rechokin es b'sein api ha-medrish. Meitz min ha-charakim. Sheshkin ha-lamam v'yoshein. Umetzis min ha-charakim et b'sein. That's m'chad m'rashis he-avirim. We saw this when we discussed his kapayim. Been exposed. Aver echad. Then that's the good old being good old time. It's min haycharakim. The shatz makro osam. Here already everyone agrees. It's not a hefzik. Who's calling out yivarechacha? And Hashem, who's calling out? The Shatz. Makros, but he has Yerecha as well, the Torah. Finally, just end with this. And I'm makrib as kari kohanim ashe lugas kohanim ashe yichi amin piat zibur, which amen pirish onin amach achab yichas modim ve'en akarim ashe mahascha bebracha. And now we have to figure out what that means. Ashe tichah teva piat makrib. Notice this is teva. We had dibur. If it's dibur, l'chayra it's going on kohanim. If it's teva, it could be going on, okay. Ve'en at zibur ashe onin amach tichah bebracha piat kohanim. Okay, so here the Beis Yosef tries to really get into the, you know, into the nitty gritty of how to read every line of Gemara in light of were they makre, were they not makre, what's the bracha acheres, how does it ushtim. So we'll leave that for tomorrow. You see, after that you have the Seder in the Shulchan Aruch as well. I left you some Sif Ches all the way through, you know, to whatever, to Sif Yud Ches. We'll try to do that in the first part of Shir tomorrow, and I'll send you, Mr. Shem, the packet for Atavas Chalomos, and then we'll see whatever's left for Thursday from that. So, again, a lot to look at, but you see why even Pashat reading every one of Gemara, it's like you have to now figure out what happened first, what happened second, when was the brother. That's not so simple. And Pashat Pshat, you have to know, people can't jump the gun. How many times have I been in Shul, and in Mamish, it bothers me so much, you hear like, you know, whatever, it's just... It becomes like a balagan, you know. It has to be done, like Medina the Gemara. Everything has to wait for everything else. There shouldn't be any you know, overlapping between the Kohanim's response and what the Sheikh Sibur says and the Amen. It has to become, you can't, you know, you have to have the few seconds of patience, you know. Okay. You need a good Sibur and a good rabbi to make sure that gets done right. All right. Good. Have a good day.